listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America on this Friday, April 4th. The year is 2025. I'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've discussed a lot. We're less than 24 hours away from the start of the Final Four down in San Antonio, Texas. A big shout out to Deshaun Tate for coming through and joining us. Deshaun Tate from Tate Takes Hoops. He's in San Antonio. He thinks that we will see Houston versus Auburn in the national championship game. Damn it. If that happens, there's going to be a lot of upset people. Me, I got Duke. I got Duke in Florida. I got Duke winning it all. Anyway, we also talked about Ja Morant fined $75,000 for just kind of taunting the NBA at this point. He's like, I can throw up finger guns anytime I want. What is he, 5 years old? Finger guns? What a world. And then how about this? A future Hall of Famer retired from the NFL today. Julio Jones is done. After 13 seasons and, what, seven Pro Bowls, he's going into the Hall of Fame, okay? All-decade receiver Julio Jones, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL over the past 25 years. This man is going into the Hall of Fame. Called it quits today. Cooper Flagg named National Player of the Year. Travis Hunter not working out in Colorado. Just running routes for Shedeur Sanders. Nothing else. Just keeping it busy. And so we have more to get into. Of course, next hour, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We've got some news up in Baltimore surrounding Lamar Jackson. Nothing bad. He apparently had a little bit of a beef with Dale Earnhardt Jr. I will explain. And then up in Baltimore, for the people who live there, shout outs to everybody in Baltimore. Man, there might be some parameters around you maybe gambling into the future. Yeah, things could get crazy. They could get crazy fast. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call me 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down this evening, Nick Theodoro. He's not in Atlanta with me. He is in New York City. And as we all wait for March Madness, as we all wait for the Final Four to take place tomorrow, I've said this for the past couple of days. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this is very clear to me that Duke is going to come out on top, not just to win it all. I see Duke being too big, too athletic, and too much offensive firepower for Houston. I know how great defensively they are. I don't see Houston keeping up with them on the offensive side of the ball. And then on the other hand, I see two teams that are a little more closely aligned. We got Florida. We have Auburn. I just think when you have a microwave-type scorer in Clayton Jr., somebody who could just get hot at the drop of a dime, I'm going to favor that team in a close game. I'm going to favor the guy who can just go out there and get a bucket when you absolutely need it. It should be fun. Let's see what happens by the time we get to Monday. Now, that's the good part about it, is sitting down, watching the basketball, hoping for some good games, and that hoping that watching the games isn't just a complete waste of time. That's the hope. What I don't like is what we've gotten through over the just the past couple of years. What I don't like is what we've gotten here even during the course of the tournament. The fact that the transfer portal has been open while the tournament is going on. What I haven't liked is that we got players that are just moving around all willy-nilly. I love the fact that they're able to get paid, as they should. And last night we talked about UCLA and Ed O'Bannon. It was the anniversary of them winning that championship for UCLA. Ed O'Bannon fought for years for the rights for student athletes to make money. not even get paid by the universities, but to at least make money off of their name, image, and likeness. The government said, hey, you got to make them do this. You have to allow them to do this. And then they ran away. They said, we got to do it. Okay, we don't care about the parameters. It's just like, let the floodgates open. And that's exactly what we got. Players making money here. Collectives popping up. Transfer portal. The players can move. It's a complete mess. That part I hate. Used to have to apply for a waiver to move from one school to another. You had to, you know, say, hey, something happened in my family. Something happened academically. You had to just get a waiver to leave. There were certain instances where I didn't think it was fair. You know, we got the coaches who can move around at their own whim. There needs some bumpers. There needs to be some bumpers. There need to be some parameters. Fine, your coach is a bum. He coaches and he quits and he leaves. You should be able to go where you want to go because that coach recruited you. He made a promise to you. He brought you in. He leaves, you leave. The other hilarious part about this, and it's all out in the open. There's no surprise here, nothing. This was all for the student athletes. Give me a break. Student athletes. A lot of the athletes are there for the sports first. The stars are. Everybody else is trying to get a free ride through school. Let's not all treat this like it's academics. The way the student athletes, the athletes are treated, they're athletes before anything else. They are moneymakers for the university, for the college before anything else. And so college basketball and football, there's some major issues here. Somebody else who has an issue is someone who's seen a lot of college basketball. This man has called a lot of college basketball. 2 years ago, he called his final college game. After calling 354 of them, 96 Final Four games, 32 championship games. This man is Jim Nance. You can bet after 2 years of having to sit down and watch and witness everything that we've seen, Jim Nance has also taken the stance of this isn't what I like. This isn't what I love. This isn't what I want to see. Jim Nance, he recently sat down with Dan Patrick, and he said the same thing that a lot of people say, even though he's had an up-close view. Jim Nance is like, man, the future of college basketball sucks. Listen to this.
My concern on your question is future of college basketball.
Yeah.
That may not live, as we know it, another 500 years. It may not live another 15 years because the portal and the NIL, it's difficult. I don't want to paint it doom and gloom. I don't want to say it's about to be extinct. It's not going to be. But what we knew it as, what we grew up with, that model doesn't exist anymore. And some people have a real problem with that.
Wow. Come on. Well, I mean, what a stretch to go 500. Man, who's thinking about Nick Theodore? You think about 500 years from now?
Nope.
Man.
Who knows if this planet will still be here?
Isn't there like a meteor that we got to look out for over the next couple of years or something like
Supposedly
that?
Supposedly it's not going to hit us. They said it's going to just miss us.
Wow. They don't have to shoot something at it?
No, I don't think so. But who knows? That could change, you know, next week.
Yeah, they'll find a new one tomorrow, you know? World that we live. I ain't thinking about five. Well, I mean, Jim Nance is, he wants to call the Masters 15 years from now, and he also is thinking about college basketball 500 years from now. So good on Jim Nance for being forward thinking. I know he's down in San Antonio, Texas, because this man, he's an alum. He's a Houston Cougars alum. So good on him in that regard. But he's right. Like, something has to change. Like, we haven't even settled in on whatever the hell we got going on right now in college athletics. It's just going to keep on changing and changing. We may not settle in for another 10 or 15 years because everybody sees the value of professional sports. It's not just for the goodness of the school or the university. It's not just a great idea. It's not just recreation. It's big business in an entertainment world. where people's attention spans are short. Sports is one of the few things, it might be the last thing that's not an award show, that you got to sit down and watch live. You have a good chance of participating in. That's really it. Sports is big business. Big, big money. I mean, even on the gambling side, which has opened up over the past few years, the Supreme Court saying, hey, everybody can go ahead and gamble. It's been estimated that more than $3 billion, that's $3 billion, would it be? $3 billion has been wagered on this year's men and women's NCAA tournaments. Okay? $3 billion. That's more than double the people that bet on the Super Bowl, or the amount of money. $1.3 billion versus $3 billion for March Madness. Because you get people who don't know squat about college basketball who just pop up and say, I'm putting money in the pot. Who's the number one seeds? And here we are. We watching them tomorrow. But we got a lot of people who put money in the pot. Sports is big business. And you know what? I mentioned Baltimore. It is such big business. And the gambling aspect is such big business that the city of Baltimore is looking at companies like FanDuel and DraftKings. And they're just like, hey, you guys have to... You got to park it a little bit because we think you're taking advantage of the people who have gambling problems and addictions. This is the city of Baltimore. I heard this on the news and I wanted to share it with you all across the country. This is from CBS Baltimore. Listen to this.
City leaders say both companies are targeting people specifically with gambling problems.
Yeah, well, that lawsuit says that both of those giants are targeting people who are vulnerable, who have a gambling addiction. It also says that both of those companies are misusing their users' data. Now, according to that lawsuit that was filed in Baltimore City Court, WJZ did obtain those records today. The city alleges that DraftKings and FanDuel are using misleading promotions that encourage compulsive gambling behavior and also using people's data to identify those who suffer from gambling addiction to target them even more. Mayor Brandon Scott called the practices used, quote, shady, and says he wants to hold these companies accountable.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Are we going to have more of this kind of popping up here and there all over the country? It's a possibility. There is so much that is brand new in sports. Obviously legalized sports betting has taken a hold. We got teams that are now jumped out into Vegas. We got a baseball team going to Vegas. All of this was unfathomable. Hey, look, over the next 10 years, I'd be shocked if there's not a basketball team, not the Aces, if there's not an NBA team in Vegas. So sports is big business. Gambling is big business. College is taking advantage just like every place else. There's sports. It's the Wild Wild West. It really is. Money on the table for everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What a world. We got the city of Baltimore taking FanDuel and DraftKings to task, taking advantage of what they find to be compulsive gamblers. Look, if people got free will, right? If you want to put money down, that's nobody's making you do that. I mean, there are enough, I want to say, warnings for people when it comes down to how they spend their money. I mean, I don't think Baltimore is going to win anything. Like, this isn't, you know, the Surgeon General's warning. Like, if you decide to pick up a cigarette and smoke, like, it's right in front of you. It says, hey, this could cause cancer. You got a choice as to whether or not you want to do it or not. Isn't it the same thing with gambling? With sports betting? I mean, do they have more of a responsibility outside of telling you the damage and harm that it could do? I mean, we all got choices, right? You can make your choice, or I don't think anybody's out there making it for you. We live in a wild world. We all got choices. It's up to you to make the decisions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I want to tell you about another issue going on in Baltimore. This one involves Lamar Jackson. And then, you know what? There's a hockey team. I guess it's representative of Baltimore, not just D.C. Alexander Ovechkin trying to pull up on Wayne Gretzky. I want to give you an update on what Ovechkin has done tonight. Did he get any closer to the great one? I'll fill you in on both stories on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you want to call me up here on the Infinity Sports Network, you can. The phone number is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, you didn't know? Alexander Ovechkin, he did it again. He did it again. Alexander Ovechkin scored another goal. He now has 893 goals. He is one goal away from tying Wayne Gretzky. He scored that goal against the Chicago Blackhawks. As it stands right now, the Caps and the Blackhawks are in the second period. The Blackhawks lead 3-2. There's about 12 minutes to go here in the second period. Alexander Ovechkin already scoring a goal, and you just got to go, damn, bro, slow down just a little bit. Wayne Gretzky and Gary Bettman are now in attendance for every single one of their games. So Wayne Gretzky and Gary Bettman, they're going to be on the kind of the road for every game, every match, and the way Alexander Ovechkin is going, it wouldn't be a shock or a surprise, man, if he got it tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if Alexander Ovechkin tied Wayne Gretzky tonight, because this man has been on an absolute heater. There's still time for him to put up a goal to tie. There's still time for him to put up another goal to ultimately take the lead. And at that point, imagine if he gets the record tonight on a hat trick. That would be absolutely nuts. Following tonight's game at home for the Capitals, next up, for the Caps, they hit the road on Sunday against the New York Islanders. Next Thursday, imagine having to wait that long. I don't think we will. The Capitals will be back at home versus the Carolina Hurricanes. They hit the road for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They get the Columbus Blue Jackets at home in D.C. And then the Capitals end their season on the road back in Long Island. And then their season finale is in Pittsburgh. That'd be a hell of a story. I just don't think that Alexander Ovechkin is even going to have to wait that long to walk away being the all-time goal scorer. What a crazy world that we live in. I want you to listen to his teammate, Lars Eller. He was sitting down earlier, skate around, and he's just like, yeah, Alexander he's amazing. He's not just great. He's amazing.
It's impressive that he still has the hunger after 20 years. He's won every trophy you can win. He's won a Conn Smythe. He's won a cup. And he still wants more. And I think that mentality and hunger is unique.
Is unique. Oh, my goodness. One goal away from tying Wayne Gretzky for the all-time lead at 894. Alexander Ovechkin is the second oldest player to ever score 40 goals in league history. 40 goals that he got so far, he did it in 60 games this year. This is nuts. Good for him. You know, I've said plenty of times over the years that, listen, I never wanted Wayne Gretzky to lose that record, but records are made to be broken. You think about the era and time that we live in. There's no better showcase of that than now. Think about this. Just over the span of, what, 2-3 years, we've seen LeBron James become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. We have seen Alexander Ovechkin become the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. We had Shohei Ohtani say, hey, screw this crap. I'm a just bombs away. Who needs 40-40? I'm 50-50. Like, you gotta really enjoy and appreciate every level of sports that we get a chance and an opportunity to see. Because every era, something new is going to come its way. You know, it's pretty amazing. Congratulations. I don't want to say congratulations. Alexander Ovechkin, one goal away from tying Wayne Gretzky for the most goals ever. When I was a kid, I didn't think anybody was going to catch Gretzky. But as you get older, like I said, you realize records are made to be broken. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, I start thinking about records that won't be broken. Nobody is ever in my lifetime, maybe your lifetime too. I can't see anybody breaking Cal Ripken's record, right? Do we dare think that somebody is going to go out there and just go play every single game? 2,600 plus games. Who the hell is doing that? Who is doing that? I feel like nowadays the athletes, I don't know if they're built, wound too tight. I have no idea. Yeah, the phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What is a record in sports that you believe will never be broken? What's a record in sports that will never be broken? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going with Cal Ripken Jr. Come on now. Who's playing all them damn games? These guys are going to take a break. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Lee in Cincinnati. Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Let me start off by asking a question that you asked. Nobody's going to beat Nolan Ryan's lifetime strikeout record. Pitchers don't throw enough innings now, and they can't compile a strikeout. He is so far above and beyond anybody right now, nobody's ever going
to. Nobody. You said no one will ever pass Nolan Ryan when it comes down to strikeouts?
That's right.
I hear what you're saying, and I know for where baseball stands right now, it's a tough thing to take a look at. I ultimately believe that one day, I hope sooner than later, that we get what I would call market correction. I would hope that a couple of generations from now, somebody wakes up and just says, hey, we got to start building these pitchers back up. So, yeah, it might be tough to do. It seemed like Nolan Ryan, he had the ultimate rubber arm. It was never going to fall off. He was always going to be in the lead. I hope one day there's a correction, but I get what you're saying, Lee. Thank you, man.
Let's see this. I mean, I'll say this real quick. He had 5,714 lifetime strikeouts. You've got to have 2,500 strikeouts per year, okay? Or 250 strikeouts, I'm sorry, per year. 20 years, and you'll only have 5,000. And nobody strikes out that much in a season.
Well, one day, maybe we'll see. I'm not arguing with you. I'm hoping that one day we get some market correction. What else do you got?
Well, also got the torpedo bats, right? Man. I think that, because I called you the other night about them and got cut off, I think, but what I want to say about those, reason I think the torpedo bats, I think they're just going to be a passing fad and we'll go back to conventional bats because they're set up for power hitters, yeah, but that's it. The batting averages are going to go down. Strikeouts, I don't think, are going to go down. But the thing is that look at how thin the hands of the bat is. You're not going to have cheap hits anymore. Off the end of the bat or off the inside of the bat. Tony Gwynn never would have swung something like that. The guys who were average hitters who could slap singles, who could make contact and just get hits all over the place, that's not going to happen anymore with the torpedo bat. And I think that's going to be a passing.
Okay. Well, let me respond to that,
Lee. Good power, but that's it.
All right. Well, let me respond. Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. Like, what data supports that? Like, who says that the torpedo bat is only here for power hitters? Who said that? It's not for slapping? I don't know. I'm not even going to call it a fad. Like, let's think about this. If there's one thing in baseball for as rigid as it is and all these rules, unwritten rules in baseball, there is so much space for individuality. You know, this isn't the NFL. NFL will fine you if you wear the wrong cleats. They don't want you to celebrate too long or in the wrong spot. The NBA has rules in regards to, you know, what you can wear, what you can't wear. One time they said, hey, you got to wear suits. But now these guys are wearing all types of outfits on the sidelines. You can do your hair, your tattoos. But Major League Baseball has always stood out. I mean, the Yankees just changed their facial hair policy. You think about some of these other teams. These guys take their helmets off, and sometimes I got to go, what the hell is under that guy's hat? Like, what is he doing under there? You think about the body armor that these guys wear. I mean, Jazz Chisholm is wearing cartoon characters on his cleats. Like, baseball is ripe for individuality. I remember just, you can always identify somebody. Vladimir Guerrero. Like, this man's not going to wear no gloves. He's just out. He is not going to wear no damn gloves. You appreciate it. Where does somebody wear their tape? How do they wear their eye black? I mean, there's so many things. And baseball players have their quirks. And so torpedo bats, it's not a fad. I'm sure some players will try it and they'll give it up. Eli De La Cruz utilized the torpedo bat earlier this week and started just mashing the ball all over the place. Almost hit for the cycle. I wouldn't be surprised if he got into a slump and said, all right, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm over. And give me a regular bat. You'll have some guys that keep it, some guys that won't. It's preference. There's no such thing as a fad in baseball. I mean, yeah, we can go, oh, the shift is a fad. They corrected that. But there's always going to be people that try things. Get over the torpedo bats. Who cares? Who cares? If somebody went up there and had a broomstick, great, and make things more entertaining, all right? As simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Alexander Ovechkin. This man is putting in work. He's getting closer and closer and closer to Wayne Gretzky. The phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I got a simple question. What is a record in sports that you believe will never, ever be broken? I'll get to your calls, 888-710-4ISN.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just calling because I have a job that I can listen to the sports shows throughout the day, kind of off and on. But just you just have the best show, and I just want to tell you that when you can get my attention for a whole segment and a half, and even now I'm even kind of curious what happened in regards to an umbrella that you had. I was like, that is a good talk show. That is good stuff there.
Here's JR.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, if you haven't heard that story, I'm pretty sure maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I don't know. A guy walking into the building. I'm walking into the building. It was raining. One of the guys that I see every day coming into work, he's like, it's raining. I need my umbrella. He's the valet guy. I gave him my umbrella. I expected to never see it again. And sure enough, he had my umbrella waiting for me when I left work. I mean, how often do you lend somebody anything and get it back? Forget an umbrella. Think about money. Think about that part.
Not even a pen.
Yeah, don't lend nobody a pen, an umbrella, a pencil. You don't get nothing back. A guy gave me my umbrella back. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Alexander Ovechkin, one goal away from tying Wayne Gretzky for the most goals all time. Damn. Goals. How about that? Records are meant to be broken. LeBron James did it a couple of seasons ago, passing Kareem. The great one, Wayne Gretzky, he's about to get passed by Alexander Ovechkin. It could be tonight for all we know, or it could be on Sunday. And I had a question for you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Simple question. What is a record that you believe will never be broken? I don't care what sport it is. I don't care what it is. What is a record that you believe will never, ever be broken? For me, I had to take a look at Cal Ripken. I'm like, man, who the hell is going to play all these damn games. More than 2,600 consecutive games. Here's the exact number for you sticklers. 2,632. That's 16 seasons. I don't think anybody's doing that. A guy will get a rest day. He'll get hit in the hand with a ball. Yeah, I mean, maybe one day, but I don't see nobody breaking that. Everybody needs a day off, right? Yeah, let's get to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Let's go ahead and start off in Baltimore. Let's talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's a sports record that will never be broken?
Good evening, JR. I love the show. The record I believe will never be broken is tied right now. The Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings losing 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Oh, man. Oh, well, would you think the Buffalo Bills had it a little worse by doing it consecutively? I mean, at least Minnesota had a couple of breaks in the 70s, you know?
Yeah. Damn, I don't think this record will ever be broken. Hey, can I shout out the coach at the high school where I teach at in Baltimore?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
He just coached a McDonald's All-American team, high school team. Coach Tree Herman Reed, Lake Clifton High School in Baltimore City.
Great. He was up in Brooklyn. Is he back?
He's back now, man. Hard-working man.
Okay.
Works very great with the youth in the community.
What's that in the back? Somebody honking at you or are you honking at somebody?
I'm riding through East Baltimore now. It's real.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, drive safe, okay, Jimmy?
Thank you. Keep up the great work, JR.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Jimmy. I'm like, who's honking, man? Is that you? We don't want nothing caught on the radio here. I'm not trying to get called for evidence and who's doing what. I don't need them problems, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about records in sports that'll never be broken. That's kind of cruel. What Jimmy from Baltimore just said. He's like, listen, man, ain't nobody going to be as bad of losers as the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings. I'm like, ouch. Tell me how you really feel. Ouch. Let's go from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's a record in sports that will never be broken?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent. What's up?
The record, I think, that would never be broken due to low management in the NBA is AC Green's consecutive game played record. Too much low management. I mean, it seems like every 15 games, somebody's taking a day off.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Isn't Mikal Bridges, he's kind of almost halfway there. He ain't no superstar. I think AC Green wasn't no star. He was a role player, too. I wouldn't be surprised if Mikal Bridges broke his record. I mean, he got a long way to go, but I think he's almost like halfway there.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many consecutive games that he's played as far as Bridges, but I think AC Green played over 1,100 straight games.
He did. So, and Mikal Bridges is he's about 550 right now, so not exactly.
Yeah,
he's on his way. I mean, we'll see.
You're right.
and didn't AC Green, correct me, AC Green, he played on them games because he was he didn't get involved in extracurricular activities, correct, right?
He was a little on the celebrity side. So, I think you're right about that.
Listen, I guess if you you find action off the basketball court, that may make you tired. You know, I've heard. I don't know.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they tell the boxers, right? They go, hey, listen, man, you got to keep your intensity. Lay off of anyway. Hey, thank you, Jack, for calling from Michigan. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if it's a lie. I have no idea. I don't hit nobody. I'm going to stop there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are talking about records in sports that will never be broken. Let's go to Niagara Falls and talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, JR? First time caller, long time listener, love your show.
Appreciate you. What's going on?
I think my take is I don't think ever be another 300 game winner in major leagues.
Ouch. You mean ever? You don't. So I understand
bullpen,
that now.
Bullpen and the data supports it. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm calling.
So, but
just,
do you?
Just the data supports it.
Yeah, but I'm not. But data can only forecast, but so far ahead, right? I mean, if I got to go back, 100 years ago, okay, if I'm sitting around and it's 1925 and the New York Yankees are whooping ass and, you know, the Red Sox are still sad that they got rid of Babe Ruth, there's no way in hell that I could think about what's going to take place 100 years from now. You don't think that there's a possibility at some point in time over the next 100 years that we might have a correction when it comes down to pitching?
There's an overabundance of pitching, and that's why I think the record will never be broken. And if I could actually go mid-take and come with a different take on the same subject, probably I would go Ty Cobb wins then, like as a pitcher.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that I would agree. What is he at, like 411? Is that the number?
Yeah, something look like
at,
that, yeah.
Look at me. I'm halfway. I think I know my job a little bit. Yeah, we'll see.
Yes, you do.
I'm hoping, Sean, and thank you so much for calling from Niagara Falls. I am hoping, and I'm probably going to be dead. I probably won't see it. But I'm just hoping that one day people start going, man, we got to let these guys throw this damn ball. That's it. It's as simple as that. We have to let, and I know they don't want them to throw the ball because they're paying them so much money. I'm hoping that one day we get to a place where we have pitchers who are going 7 and 8 and 9 innings and just mowing people down. I'm hoping it's a dream of mine, because all this patty cake, trade this guy in, put this guy out, you put your left foot in, you pull the other guy out the bullpen out, all of that sucks. Like, I want my baseball to be mano y mano, and I get it. You utilize the stats and the data that you have in front of you, but not to be no punk. I'm sick of these stupid games. I need 6 guys to get through a baseball game throwing on the mound. Come on, man. Soft. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Robert is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Robert?
Hey, JR. It's me, Robert. First time caller.
Thanks.
Hey, you want to talk about records that will never be broken?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about Gretzky's assist record?
Oh, what is that? Like 1,200 something, right? 1,300 something like that?
I give it to Ovechkin for, you know, trying to tie and beat it, but I don't think he'll ever touch the assist record.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sidney Crosby basically been in the league the same amount of time, and he's way ahead of him on that list, so. What are you trying to do? Kick Ovechkin while he's doing something amazing today?
No, I'm saying it's great for hockey, but we got to look at who the real GOAT is.
But I don't think anybody is saying that now all of a sudden because he has more goals that Ovechkin is better than Gretzky. I don't think you've heard somebody say that.
Well, obviously, you know, anybody that takes the title scoring record, you know, that's the GOAT, right?
No, I didn't ask you that. Have you heard someone say that all of a sudden Ovechkin is better than Gretzky? You've heard somebody say that?
I haven't heard that, no.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm asking. So, I mean, you can have the most goals, but you think about all around, without a shadow of a doubt, I don't think Wayne Gretzky is losing that crown anytime.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so, Robert. I don't think you got to worry about that one. Hey, listen, I'm sad that he's losing the all-time goals record, but I haven't changed my thought about who the greatest hockey player of all time is. It's still Wayne Gretzky. Don't worry about that one, Robert, okay?
All right. Good talking to you, dude.
Oh, no doubt, bro. Have a good weekend. A piece of cake. Ain't nobody taking that from Wayne Gretzky. Still the greatest, man. I say nobody taking that. Like, let Ovechkin. You can't take away him having more goals than anybody else. But when you talk about complete, Wayne Gretzky's out there doing everything, okay? As simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You still want to call me? You can. I'll get some more of your calls. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about records in sports that will never be broken. I got Cal Ripken Jr. If somebody wants to go out there and play more than, 2,000-plus games and go ahead and knock yourself out. I don't think we'll see that anytime soon. As a matter of fact, we'll give you an update. What the heck is going on with Alexander Ovechkin? We'll do that on the other side of the break. I did not forget Lamar Jackson. He had a little bit of a beef with Dale Earnhardt Jr. What a world. Who would have ever thought? And, of course, we'll talk some more Final Four. We'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm not going anywhere. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.